The federal government is lifting a range of restrictions on its $5 billion loan scheme for infrastructure projects in Northern Australia. On AM this morning, you may have heard the Minister for Resources and Northern Australia, Matt Canavan, hasn't ruled out the funding being available to help the Adani Carmichael coal mine, instead pointing to the Queensland government's objection to the project.
There still remain in the overall program the right of a state or territory government to veto any particular project. So in the case of the Adani lines, the Queensland government has said they will not approve investments from the nation. And I think that's unfortunate.
That's the Minister for Resources and Northern Australia, Matt Canavan, speaking earlier on AM. Peter Van Onselen is our Wednesday political commentator. He joins me in the breakfast studio. Peter, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
So the investment rules for the Northern Australia Infrastructure Facility have been relaxed. That's what the Minister was speaking about. Instead of just offering concessional loans, the Commonwealth, as I understand it, will now be able to take a stake in projects, and that 50% cap on debt funding will be lifted, so the NAIF can finance up to 100% of the debt, which means more of the risk. But according to Matt Canavan, the minister, it doesn't mean necessarily that the new coal-fired power station or the Adani rail line will be funded, because so far the state government has banned them.
That's right. So there's the potential for it to be. So I think politically this means that it becomes easier, if you like, for the government, if it wants to make a political wedge issue out of this with the state Labor government up there in Queensland, they can do so. But I find this interesting. It's obviously Nationals at the vanguard of this, because it's not a very liberal policy to have the government as integrated as it would be as a result of these changes. They tell us that this was the recommendation of the expert panel. That's true, but expert panels are obviously approached by government and asked, we need you to make this better because it's hard for people currently to invest. We've only had one approval of 17 or thereabouts. So, yes, the expert panel then makes a recommendation, but it has come off the back of a political, if you like, goal.
Now, the minister was all about, you know, it takes time to work these things out. This was a $5 billion announcement they were keen to get, runs on the board up in northern Queensland, to say, look what we're doing for you, and nothing's happened. That's frustrating, but it's also politically damaging too. They get no bang for their buck because they're not spending any bucks. Is this all about pre-election positioning?
I think it is, and it's a classic case of expectation management. They've over promised, if you like, and under-delivered, so that's why they're making this change. I can understand the frustration, not just politically, but also in a policy sense. Matt Canavan is very passionate about the North getting developed, and it hasn't happened as a result of the first iteration of how they formed this fund, so now they're going to try to do it another way. They're butting up against the election, though. Whether this gets done quickly enough as a result of these changes is another issue that they're going to face. But as I say, Nationals like this, Liberals shouldn't like this, because it's far too integrated with government involvement in a philosophical sense.
Well, talking about expectation management, National Party leader Michael McCormick has had a pretty sharp start to his first moments as acting Prime Minister. A late night phone call, we read, from the Treasurer telling him to cool it with the budget clues after the Telegraph yesterday reported him saying that Scott Morrison was going to be like Santa Claus on budget night. Now, we don't hear much from Michael McCormick generally. I think the government would like to keep it that way after this outing.
It hasn't been a great run. You couldn't imagine Scott Morrison doing the late night call that he did to the former National Party leader, Barnaby Joyce. Although, having said that, you can't imagine Barnaby Joyce having waxed lyrical about Scott Morrison being Santa the way that McCormick did. Look, it was a brilliant front page, I have to say, today in particular, from the Daily Telegraph. I don't always like their front pages, but they did it well today. That's what happens, you know, when you've got the Deputy PM referring to the Treasurer as Santa, you get the front page that you got yesterday. You then get the follow-up one today when the Treasurer says, I won't be Santa.
Yeah, but will that work? I mean, Michael McCormick's really let the cat out of the bag, hasn't he? It's going to be big,
no
big
surprises.
Infrastructure spending.
Again, expectation management. Now there is an expectation around
sure
the budget.
Sure is. The federal government's struggling to get the states and territories to back its national energy guarantee. There's a few rumblings from states and territories ahead of this meeting later this week that they had been on side. But now there's some concerns from some of them that they don't think the emissions target targets mandated are strong enough. Do you think the government's going to give some ground to get the sign-off? How important is it that Josh Frydenberg gets agreement at this meeting on Friday?
Josh Frydenberg will definitely want agreement for the policy, but I think politically speaking, him giving ground is very, very hard with the internals on this. We've seen everything that's going on behind the scenes with Tony Abbott and the Monash Forum and so on. So I don't see the government giving ground. I think, for what it's worth, the states in a policy sense should sign up, because what I understand is being spruiked to them behind the scenes is, if you sign up to this, well, here's the good news. the emissions targets can go up if Labor get in. In the meantime, though, you're also no longer on the hook for responsibility here because it's a national energy target or guarantee. So therefore, it's the national government that takes responsibility.
Yeah, though some of them who've got these high targets in place say, well, we'll be committed to our target. We'll do all the heavy lifting and other states will get off the hook because we'll reach the target for you.
There is that. But again, though, the argument then is if 30 news polls continues right up till election day, then guess what? You'll have a Labor government federally and they are committed to lifting the target.
So get the instrument locked in.
That would be the way I would look at it if I was a state premier.
Peter Van Onselen, thank you very much for joining us.
Cheers.
Peter Van Onselen is contributing editor with The Australian and professor of politics at the University of WA.